God wakes us up in the midst of a storm to teach us a lesson. He removes people we love so we can learn to value love itself. He allows us to cry so hard so that we can see clearly when we open our eyes. He allows us to be bitter so that we can realize there is no genuine happiness. See, 99% of the time, God doesn't give you what you want, and it's because He loves you. He will wreck your plans before they wreck you.
Hi guys, thank you so much for joining me again with some of your precious free time, and thank you to Sam for those opening videos. And the previous one, I failed to mention your name, but Sam puts up a lot of good stuff on Telegram, and if you guys aren't over there, we have a very lively group there and are always posting the best information. So come on over, find me on Telegram, and join my group if you're not over there. Here we have the New York Post. Creep tries to abduct boy from New York City synagogue, thwarted by mom. This is something we all have to be hyper-vigilant about. We got to protect our kids. I mean, we're the last line of defense for them. They can't defend themselves. A creep tried to abduct a 9-year-old boy from a Brooklyn synagogue Wednesday, but was thwarted when the kid's mom showed up and saw him trying to carry her son away. Police said the boy was attending a party at the Hesed Avraham Synagogue on East 7th Street in Gravesend around 9:30 a.m. when a man who had been praying inside approached him, cops said. The stranger asked the child to go outside with him, and when the kid refused, he picked him up by the shoulders and tried to carry him out through the front door, according to police. So he physically grabbed the kid. This is him being hauled away by the cops, and here he is laughing. He thinks it's funny. You're gonna steal a child, one of the worst crimes imaginable, and stand there and laugh. The mother spotted the creep carrying her son and jumped in and asking the boy if he knew the man from the synagogue, cops said. When he told her no, she ripped her son from the man's arms, police said. I mean, that would have been my first reaction, but at least she figured out who the guy was. The suspect then ran off, hiding in a nearby yeshiva, according to law enforcement sources. Cops had canines out in Brooklyn hunting for the man, 42, who was taken into custody about an hour later, police said. So, thank God this creep was stopped, but I really wanted to call attention to this story because we could end child abduction. They brought all of those illegals in so they could steal kids. And how are you going to report an illegal child missing? There isn't even a record of it in this country. That's why they did it. But if we all get hyper-vigilant about this, and we all tell our friends and families and neighbors about this sort of thing, we can put an end to it and put creeps like this out of business. God knows what he was going to do, but he probably was going to sell that child, unfortunately. We got to stop that somehow. The world's got to know this goes on. And our next story is out of Buffalo, New York, where we have a very, very brave nun, because holy people in Buffalo get murdered sometimes, which is tragedy in itself. But it happens. Unfortunately, 76-year-old nun stops attempted robbery. This is a famous quote from legendary Irish poet Oscar Wilde, that with age comes wisdom. In the case of 76-year-old Sister Mary Janice Radowitz, director of the Response to Love Center in Buffalo, New York, this wisdom was combined with an unexpected feat of strength powered by prayer. See, there she is, just a little old lady, praying to God, like the rest of us. The Buffalo News reported that on Saturday, January 14th, Sister Janice heard a disturbance outside her completing her hour of prayer. When she opened the front door, she noticed a ladder in the front of the doorway. To her shock, two robbers had climbed on top of the roof to steal what they thought were copper pipes. What happened next is a true testament to the power of will and faith. Sister Janice managed to summon all the strength in her 76-year-old body and threw the ladder down, leaving the thieves stranded on the roof. This is really funny. I'll play it, but I'll finish reading it first because it's really funny. She told the Buffalo News, who is straight up fake news, these people wouldn't know the truth if it slapped them like a wet fish. She did some praying at the time she took down the ladder. The robbers then jumped off the roof and ran in opposite directions while Sister Janice prayed they would not get her. Even had the thieves succeeded in stealing the pipes on the roof, they would have been in for a total shock afterwards. The pipes were actually aluminum rather than copper, making them much less valuable. Sister Janice says the thieves chose a route of evil, but is praying for the two stupid thugs every day. She also says she will be keeping the ladder she knocked down. And from the fake news in Buffalo, they said, they quoted her as saying, well, this is a true story. So they got one story right. Apparently, they can do the news if they wanted to. This story proves it. They could have come here for food or clothing. They could have come for a kind word, some guidance, but they chose a different route. She said, that is not of God. That is evil. I just wish I could meet them. Maybe not. She's keeping the ladder, calling it Jacob's ladder, after the story in the Bible about Jacob dreaming about a ladder stretching from heaven to earth. The center never had a larger ladder large enough to reach the roof, she said. Now they do, apparently. This, and Sister Jenny said, every day I'm praying for these two thugs. So obviously the prayers work, because instead of being worse off from the crime, they were actually better off. Let's check out the video.
Don't mess with this nun. When she heard a would-be burglar on her roof, she kicked away his ladder, leaving him stranded. Stephen Fabian spoke with his crime-fighting sister.
Thou shalt not steal, a lesson these guys are about to learn the hard way. Watch as the would-be thieves set up a ladder to climb onto the roof of a Christian community center in Buffalo, New York. As one guy climbs up the ladder, the other knucklehead walks away. Enter Sister Mary Jonas.
As I was walking down the stairs, I heard pounding and noise, and that's what told me, open the door.
She notices the ladder and looks up to see the guy on the roof. Then she's struck with, shall we say, a moment of divine inspiration.
I grabbed the ladder, gave it a kick and a push.
Yep, the 76-year-old nun yanks the ladder away from the building, leaving the bad guy stranded on the roof. Do you remember picking that ladder up? It looks like it was pretty heavy.
It's heavy. It was heavy. But I just had strength at that moment. And I just...
The dude is left flabbergasted. No way out but to jump to the ground and flee. But not before Sister Janus could give him a good old-fashioned scolding. What were you saying to them there?
I used my finger and I said, get away. Go. This is God's place.
So what does she say the guys wanted on the roof?
They were after copper pipes. But unbeknown to them, we don't have copper pipes.
Bravo to Sister Jonas and her brave sister act.
You know, you go where God sends you. And I was on a mission.
We have a giant, new, huge J6 story. Ray Epps exclusive. Never before seen leaked video. I wonder who leaked it. Of Ray Epps' breach. Is the government doctoring video to cover up for Epps and incriminate the Proud Boys at their show trial? This is part of the 14,000 hours the government is hiding. Must see. Is the government protecting Ray Epps during the Proud Boys trial and possibly manipulating footage to incriminate the Proud Boys? See video below. We have evidence to warrant an investigation. It's a matter, you think? A protected source has released footage to the Gateway Pundit that was played in court during the Proud Boys trial. This video is confidential and part of the 14,000 hours of footage they don't want us to see. Below is never-before-seen video that we witnessed firsthand played by the prosecution at the Proud Boys trial to incriminate the men. It was then sent to us by our source so we could share with the public. The fuzzy glitch in the video literally covers Ray Epps making the first breach through a black fence. This is the fence of breach two that the prosecution is blaming the Proud Boys for breaching in their trial. You can't make this stuff up. The suspicious glitch begins right before Epps breaches the gate and ends a few seconds later once he is inside. Convenient. See the video that was played for the jury here. And here it is. Ray Epps is in the red circle, wherever that is. Oh, there's a glitch. There's the red circle. See, he's near the front of the pack. He's a leader. All those people around him are fake MAGA. Zoom in of the same video. Yeah, see, there's somebody leading them, telling them to go ahead. There's Epps. He's one near the front, like I said. They're all fake Trump supporters. Well, that's one of them. Then we have, this seems like a near impossible coincidence. We had witnessed this faulty video play on the court monitors with our own eyes as we cover the Proud Boys trial. Here in Washington, D.C., federal prosecutor Jason McCullough presented this video to the jury during January's professional. J6 witness U.S. Capitol Police Inspector Thomas Lloyd's testimony. The sudden and suspicious glitch in the video caught this reporter's eye. It happened as the first group of protesters walked through a black fence on January 6th called Breach 2 by the government. After consulting with J6 video expert Gary McBride, who was sitting right next to me, he informed me that the glitch happened at the exact moment Ray Epps enters the scene, leading his group and instructing them past the gate. That's not all. Our source sent us the original version of the video, and it does not contain the same glitch. This video is directly from the 14,000 hours that is being hidden illegally from the American public. Did someone intentionally add the glitch to cover up the entrance of Ray Epps? See the original video here with no such disruption and Ray Epps clearly coming through the fence. Again, he's in the red circle. And this is the original video. He's somewhere over here. And there's people saying, come on, come on. They're pointing towards it. This is awful, knowing what we know now, having to watch this. We should have known they were going to do something fake. I know us, we're smarter than this, so there had to be a lot more. See that guy waving? an ear's ups right here in the brown near the front. Wow. Yep. That's what a fake insurrection looks like. I would call it doctored video for sure, said Gary McBride of M5's News. It's like a watermark effect they used. I know they edited the CCTV video, which is illegal. The reason I know this is because the original video did not have the glitch when Ray Epps breached the fence, nor did it have a time and date stamp on it. Compare the videos yourself to verify. Somehow the version that appeared in court had a timestamp on it that did not exist in any of the original CCTV footage, as well as some sort of suspicious watermark that is meant to look like a glitch in the video to conveniently cover up the breach by Ray Epps. And there's a link to donate. And then we have, this is Epps telling his people what to do. And this is just before the breach of the perimeter. Ray Epps allegedly egged Ryan Samsel on to help knock down a fence and breach one. The government is wrongfully blaming Proud Boy Joseph Biggs for this, when it is clear as day that Ray Epps was the one seen whispering in Samsel's ear right before he went through the fence. We've all seen this a million times. Other video experts we have consulted say the glitch could indeed be an intentional watermark added by an editor. If it weren't, they got a typo. They said if it weren't for us and the M5 News J6 video expert Gary McBride, this suspicious digital anomaly would have gone unnoticed. We alerted the Proud Boys defense attorneys and they are looking into the matter. We at the Gateway Pundit are the only real reporters sitting in on the Proud Boys trial in Washington, D.C. that will bring matters like this to the attention of the public. We sit here in a half-empty courtroom witnessing these poor guys fight for their freedom against the full might of the Biden regime. Wow, there's nobody even there to support them? Oh my God. Pray for the five Proud Boys on trial as they fight for their freedom in a David versus Goliath-like battle against the regime. There they are. Wow. I sure hope they get out of this. For background, the prosecution played this clip of the crowd of protesters on January 6th coming past a line of 3-foot black fencing that had flimsy gates on it that could be opened shut easily, lifted up, and moved. The prosecution has insinuated that Proud Boys were responsible somehow for this breach when it is clear in the video that Ray Epps and his crew were the first to cross the gate. Yeah. Can this possibly be a coincidence of mass proportions or something way more nefarious? You decide and let us know in the comments. Those black gates in the video were as weak and flimsy as a cheap dog fence you can purchase on Amazon, said McBride. If you look carefully, you can see Ray Epps in the video below seemingly motion with his hands to people around him to pull the fence up, not push. Somehow he knew the fencing easily lifts up out of the holes in the ground, which it does with no resistance. This can be substantiated if you carefully watch the video and Epps's hand gestures. See for yourself. Watch a slightly different angle of the same scene here from another camera on the Capitol building. Also, a never-before-seen piece of video from the 14,000 hours they don't want us to see provided to McBride by a protected source. Here we go. This is a different angle of the same scene. Yeah, here's Epps down here in the red circle. And this is just awful how they're trying to railroad everybody. What the heck was this, all this scaffolding for anyway? Oh, for the, I don't know. Why was it at, Not sure why it was all there. And all this scaffolding and this little white tent. And I bet Pelosi's daughter was out here filming all this for her evil mother. There's Epps down there in the red circle. There's not even that many people there yet. They were just filtering in. All this happened before Trump was done speaking. All the real patriots were still watching Trump at this point, I believe. So all these people could be traitors to us. And then we come along thinking that they are all Trump supporters, and they're not. Yeah, there's the black fence. Yeah, look how small it is, and it lifts right out of the ground. Yeah, look at that. There's nothing to that fence. It's laying on the ground already, and people just got there. And the cops didn't do anything to stop them. They were standing on it. Look at them. I think they didn't want the cops to put it back up. Oh, wait. They tried to put it back up. Yeah, they did put it back up. Well, it ain't going to stay up. That's for sure. It's going to go down, and all them people are going to file in there. They probably wanted it to look like we were a violent bunch of extremists, but it's not even us doing this crap. Not even patriots at all. They just needed to blame us, and they needed people that looked like us. The video shows as people literally walk up, open the gates, step right over, or seem to walk right through the cheap security fencing. This specific breach is now being dubbed the conspiracy theorists and the Department of Injustice as the Big Bang on January 6th when presented to the jury. That weak little fence is evidence of a crime? Give me a break. It looked like more like a crowd of people trying to get to a Black Friday sale. And even that is a stretch, said McBride. The prosecution used this piece of seemingly doctored video to incriminate the Proud Boys, and I hope it backfires. There must be an investigation into the video the DOJ is presenting at the trials. There is no accountability and nobody to watch it for authenticity. I think many more videos have been manipulated and doctored. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Here are the three videos above put together. This is 5 minutes long, so we just watched them. There's the doctored part. That's obviously doctored. Come on, man. I'm not going to bother putting all 5 minutes of this on the show again. Why is the government protecting Ray Epps and persecuting so many others? And why can't the attorney say his name in the courtroom? More on this in another article. The 14,000 hours of video must be released to the public, who are now the watchdogs of the government, as most of the media forgot that was their job, said McBride. We the people must see the video so we can check and balance the government and assist in the trials of our fellow persecuted citizens. Contact your representatives and Speaker Kevin McCarthy. There must be a real investigation into January 6th. But until then, I will keep doing all I can to help the J6ers until the government does their job. And then they need people to donate and stuff. And remember Godwin. So I'm not going to read all of this because they're just looking for support from us, which I've been giving them for a long time. I know you have. If you're new to this, please consider the support. A lot of it you can do for free. Just contacting your representative and Speaker McCarthy. That costs nothing. You can do it through an email. President Trump's got a brand new video out on his page. Let's check it out.
The new House Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government is a rare chance to expose the breathtaking corruption of the security state, the media, and the Washington swamp. Here are just a few of the questions the committee hopefully will be asking. Number one, who is on the Mueller witch hunt that investigated me and ordered dozens and dozens of cell phones to be wiped clear of all data after the phones were requested by the Office of the Inspector General, who, by the way, did a fantastic report on the corrupt FBI and the corrupt Comey and all of the rest of them. But they asked that all data on their phones, never done this before, be wiped off. In some cases, they said, oh, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. Can you imagine what we would have found with Page and Strzok and all of them? Who in the Mueller team was in charge of leaking secret information and fake news stories to dishonest journalists, of which there are many, to perpetrate the Russia hoax? And that's what it was. Turned out it was a total hoax. It was all misinformation. It was all a horrible thing that was given to the people of our country illegally by a fake press and a corrupt press and by corrupt politicians. Why did numerous FBI and CIA analysts go out and purchase professional liability insurance the day the fake Steele dossier was first published? Because they knew it was fake. And they knew that sometime there'd be a guy like Trump that wants to go after them. Have any fake news journalists been paid or compensated by U.S. government agencies, directly or indirectly, for their role in spreading domestic disinformation like the FBI did with Twitter? Paid them $3,600,000 so far that we know of. The FBI paid, think of this, to Twitter over $3 million. And the purpose was to get it wrong, to do bad things to our country. Who orchestrated the FBI's repeated operations to interfere in domestic politics in the final weeks of multiple U.S. election seasons? And specifically, and most importantly, in the presidential election of 2020, what the FBI did was suppress anything bad about Biden and go all out, put it all out there, if there was anything at all bad about Trump. And if there wasn't anything bad, we'll make it up. What that was is a rigged election just by itself. What was the role of federal agents and informants in pressing the crowd toward the Capitol on January 6th? And who is Ray Epps? Tell me about Ray Epps. Where does he come from? I think we know. In addition, the committee needs to do a full review of FISA warrants and any abuse of confidential government databases to conduct political spying on American citizens. They spied on American citizens illegally, and they got illegal approvals. The approvals were gotten by lying to judges. The judges should be very upset, but they don't seem to be. We should also get a full report on any domestic surveillance of MAGA supporters that has taken place under Biden or Obama and the radical left. Joe Biden is presiding over the most corrupt administration in American history. Their weaponization of law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and the deep state is very, in fact, deep-seated. It's the greatest threat American freedom in generations has seen, and their collusion with the fake news media is absolutely atrocious. This committee is a vital chance to bring it all to light, begin to heal our divisions, and save our beloved country. I want to thank you for listening, but it's a big problem. We have to do something for it. I also want to pay my respect to James Comer and Jim Jordan for the incredible job they're doing, for the work they're doing, and for the love they have for our country. Thank you both.
And there you go. Text Trump 88022. And then he has, here it is, the smoking gun. The 20-point email of classified information from his father that Hunter Biden sent to Burisma. Then VP Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Devin Archer on the left. Archer worked on the board of Burisma, as reported earlier by Christina Layla. According to emails uncovered from the laptop from hell. Man, all these scumbags are going down big time. Trump was right. Latest smoking gun email confirms Trump's concerns regarding Biden crime family acts in Ukraine. In May 2019, Rudy Giuliani announced that he would travel to Ukraine to question leaders on the pay-for-play on the Biden crime family. After leaving office in 2017, Vice President Joe Biden bragged about getting a prosecutor fired in Ukraine, or he wasn't going to get the $1 billion. We've all seen that a million times. People are tired of fake news. Uh-oh, WAPO layoffs begin at Washington Post after Bezos visit. Uh-oh, put them out of business. CNN is practically gone. Their home in Atlanta is cleaned out. 1 week after billionaire owner Jeff Bezos visit to Washington Post newsroom to meet with top editorial staff, WAPO employees are getting the boot. The company is expected to lay off 20 journalists. Wow. They won't have 20 liars sitting around lying anymore. Wow. That's a win for us. President Trump kept saying we're going to have nothing but winning. I would call that a win. The people get it. Trump continues to broaden gap between himself, DeSantis, and 2024 primary polls. And then we have, what's this? Oh, it's a poll. Trump is way ahead of DeSantis. Way ahead. And then we have this interactive poll. 2024 National Republican Primary, Trump 57%, DeSantis 27%. Wow. I think Trump's support went up since the last one. I'm pretty sure it was 55%. So he's taken support away from them. Deborah Birx openly admits to lying about the COVID vaccines to manipulate the American people. Shouldn't this be somewhat of a big deal? Yeah, I think it should. Look at that. She lied. Well, we all know she lied, but she admits she lied. Wow. One of the greatest privileges I had as president was firing Deborah Birx. The only thing she had going was nice scarves. I remember so well when she was lecturing the American people not to leave their homes for Thanksgiving, and then she traveled hundreds of miles to visit her family, who, incredibly, turned her into the police. The only one who thought highly of her was herself. Oh my God, I guess it didn't work out so good for that clown. Her own family called the cops on her. One of the dumbest energy investments ever made. They're unreliable, expensive, and destroy our environment, including the killing of millions of birds a year, and almost all made in China. Huge wind turbines taller than a Statue of Liberty are toppling over in a rash of incidents. Wow. Bloomberg Business Week, no foe of energy, green energy headlines, wind turbines. Oh, that's just repeating. Sorry. That's kind of scary. Don't go near one of them things. And then we must clean out the rot and corruption in Washington, D.C. That's got to be a double post. Yeah, it's got to be.
The new.
Yeah, that's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, same time. Peter Baker writes in today's failing New York Times that Biden's errors on files blurred Trump case. That may be so, but perhaps in a way, a different way than Peter, President Obama's biographer and biggest fan, had in mind. Politically, it has effectively let former President Donald J. Trump off the hook. Oh, come on. He was never on the hook. However, he states that Biden has cooperated with authorities while President Trump has not. What a liar. This is just the opposite. We were dealing with NARA, adding extra locks at their request, et cetera, et cetera. We all know the story. And then, don't understand how so much time and effort can be devoted to the DA to an absolutely perfect set of phone calls protesting election fraud in Georgia. when Atlanta is the most crime and murder infested place, one of the most crime and murder infested places anywhere in the U.S. In fact, it's even worse than Chicago, and nothing is. Facebook, which has lost billions of dollars in value since deplatforming your favorite president, me, has just announced that they are reinstating my account. Wow. Such a thing should never happen again to a sitting president or anybody else who is not deserving of retribution. Thank you to True Social for doing such an incredible job. Your growth is outstanding and future unlimited. So there's a triple post on that video. Way to go, President Trump, making a very strong statement today. Exposing evil is winning, guys, and we are winning, winning, winning. All right, let's check out Raiden 3.0. She has something from Mystic Arrow. And it's a great meme. Seek those who fan your flame. Yes, we have to do that in life or we're going to get doused. And we have Conservative Brief. Breaking: Meta announces decision on reinstating Trump's Facebook and Instagram. Wow, he's coming back to both of those. And then she tagged Entheos. Whose love language is this? Snow. Soon. I really don't get that. You probably don't either. And then we have ML. Mimi's bows. Handmade bows. Head wrap bows, bows on nylon, bands, headbands, and hair clips. Many styles. Oh, there you go. Mimi's bows. Looks cute. We all got to support each other. And then she posted President Trump's page 2 statement. And then the Facebook thing. And then Devin Nunes. Let's see. Long, so let's see what we got. Smedley Butler's warning. He tagged Entheos. Dave Rubin. Lizard person says what? Yes, they are lizard people, all right. And then Lights in the Darkness. That's something personal, maybe. I'm not going to read that. Jill Grow. Another wise PSA admonishing prudence from F. Entheos. If you know of anyone who insists on attending a sporting event at a large arena stadium in the foreseeable future, we'd recommend they choose seats in more open areas. Should the region city be hit by an earthquake, natural, not irresponsible cutbacks, cutting corners, and breakdowns in experienced personnel, sick dying is leading to compounding building code violations. Inspectors also disappearing, replaced by poorly, hastily trained novices. Each professional league is aware, not public. Wow. I ain't going to no sporting events. And you guys are probably too smart for that. We have Truth for Doodles. Because I love the intent of the list, small steps individually, but massive impact when we are all involved. You're doing it. AT, the second American Revolution, is information based. Concentrate energy on November election. Oh, this is something old, so more like a bull ride. Yeah, not a joyride. We're going to win. Not a joyride, though. More like a bull ride. I'll say bull kicking you in the face. That's what it's like. Freedom Found 17. A whole herd of bulls kicking you in the face. FBHO, the Obama military purge. I've covered this post from Entheos before. And it's a list of all of the generals that Obama got rid of. He was trying to destroy us. My favorite video of yours. Showed it to my grandchildren. Live a life of significance. I've played that before too. those ads in your timeline do break up the rhythm. Diamond and Silk, there is a shift in the atmosphere. Yes, there definitely is. Clever Jester, 2023 is Annus Mirabilis. Not sure what that is. I never learned Latin. That's one last Sovereign 11. Why aren't our government agencies going after Snowden as hard at all as Free Assange? Yeah. Why aren't they? And then 1776, where we go one, we go all MAGA. Follow Entheos. That is a good point. Follow Entheos. Then we had Tori Maris. Are we there yet? 173rd Airborne Brigade, Operation Italy, January 2021. Entheos' symbol. Then we have J. Oh, this is really good. What really happened? Clinton body count PDF. You can download this, and it has all of the Clinton murders on it. That's quite a list. And then we have, oh, something for me, my Antifa video. And then ban pornography and save the world. Cobb County, Georgia needs to do this. Breaking: Board of Supervisors in Shasta County, California votes to terminate its contract with Dominion Voting Systems and end its use in elections. Yes, we need to do that in every county in America and Canada, Mexico, wherever they are. Stomp them out. Angela posted this picture of President Trump. Donald J. Trump, 2024. And then Speak Truth Ministries, Enemy Within, the Challenge of Domestic Terrorism. And then Karma for You, God's enlightenment is too strong for them to withstand, so they are now the ones in fear and pouring out their wickedness for all to see. It's our time to shine and be released from this wicked matrix they've entrapped us in. We must keep shining the light of truth on them and declare victory in Jesus' name. Thy will be done. We are all part of the true source, power, and light. That's why we must unite and become one great light that sends them to oblivion for eternity. I just love that, Karma for You. DC Inquirer. Republican Josh Hawley introduces Pelosi Act to ban corrupt congressional action, DC Inquirer. They're going to stop them from insider trading, is what it's going to do. It prevents elected leaders from owning securities and investments. So they can't go in there and enrich themselves like they used to. One last Sovereign 11. How long before it's not voluntary? LifeSite News. This medical assistance in dying, or really euthanasia, is slated to begin for the mentally ill in Canada in March. This is awful. I've covered this in the past. They're flat out killing everyone they can. They're killing people for being poor. It's got to stop. Real America's Voice. It's something that no longer makes the news. Thomas Williams joined Steve Bannon to discuss the continued dramatic escalation of persecutions of Christians around the world. It's a big problem. We are persecuted.
Asia and Africa are definitely in first and second place. Africa boasts, if you will, the country where it is hardest and most dangerous to be a Christian, which is Nigeria. which is roughly 50% Christian, 50% Muslim. But the numbers of Christians who die on a weekly basis in Nigeria are really astronomical. It's something that no longer even makes the news. The mainstream media don't even bother covering the fact that scores of Christians die on a monthly basis in Nigeria. In Asia, we hear less about it, generally speaking, because a lot of it happens behind closed doors where you're getting no media attention whatsoever. Take, for example, North Korea. North Korea, we don't have media coverage because there is no media allowed in North Korea. China, there's a willingness on the part of the Catholic Church, to take an extreme example, to overlook the persecution that's going on of Christians, the way it's getting worse by the day, because the Vatican is so desperate to have a thaw in diplomatic relations with Xi Jinping, and they really, really want that to happen more than anything else. So they're willing to overlook the actual persecution that happens on a daily basis. And as we see that spilling over into Hong Kong as well. This is something that obviously in the Middle East, and you and I credit you in a big way with this book, because you encouraged me when we would go back and forth in this 2014, 2015, 2016, when we had the ISIS big uprising, when they moved into Mosul and the Nineveh plain and then went on and on and on. That is something that's still very real. The fact that ISIS, we don't hear on a day-to-day basis what they're doing, that does not mean that radical Islam is in any way snuffed out. That's still very, very big. They're changing tactics and they're changing places, and we're seeing them much more right now in Africa. But in the Middle East, I mean, look what's happened to Christians. They've been decimated. The number of Christians in Iraq, the number of Christians in Syria are down to a tiny fraction of where they were before 2011. So this is something that is very, very grave throughout the world. But Middle East, Africa, Asia, those are the hot points.
Okay. Commercial's coming anyway. I'm sorry about that. These internet controls just do not work very well. Then we have Jay. This is amazing research. I wonder if that executive order was rescinded. I'll check it out. Yes, to be fair, the Attorney General has extraordinary powers because he or she is the only person that can legally arrest the President of the United States. Okay, yeah. Now we have President Trump's video and then something from Matt Gaetz. Let's just watch the video because every time I read it, it ends up saying what I'm reading.
Here's what you need to know about the indictment, and I've gone through it with a first glance, but I'm going to get through it in even more detailed review. But yes, in the specific allegations about money laundering and about conspiracy and about violations of sanctions, there's a real focus on McGonigal's time after he has left the employ of the FBI. But if you go into the general allegations,
because that's the pitch they're making. This is after the guy was an integral part of the investigation of Trump afterwards, only in 18 and beyond, right?
This indictment does so much work to try to cast the corrupt and illegal actions of a former counterintelligence FBI chief to be after his employment. But there are buried leads in this indictment, in the general allegations. If you go to page 7 of the indictment, paragraph 12, you start to see that while McGonigal was working for the federal government, he worked to get an associate of Deripaska's daughter a special internship at the NYPD. So the person he ends up working for later, taking illegal money from later, he's already getting his future boss's daughter a sweetheart internship at the NYPD, and goes and tells the folks at the NYPD he needs this internship for counterintelligence reasons.
How does he, but that in and of itself, how can you possibly do that without reporting that up the chain of command, that you're going to make some sort of effort and some sort of contact where you're going to try to do this guy a favor?
Well, we're going to learn the extent to which that information was transmitted and the extent to which these deals were off the books. But we know at some point they get off the books because we also have a circumstance laid out in the indictment where McGonigal gets his buddy to set up a shell corporation in New Jersey. That shell corporation later takes money from the Russian oligarch's apparatus to try to manipulate sanctions, to engage in influence. But here's the tell. The shell corporation to do the corrupt acts was set up while McGonagall was still working at the FBI.
Oh, that's the biggest tell in the world. That means he was plotting this when he was a, when he was an active agent.
Well, and if he was plotting it, you have to believe that there was some degree of influence. Maybe it was not the same degree of influence to get McGonagall to go and do the sanctions work, but what if it was just to redirect some resources and some counterintelligence investigations? What if it was just to make sure that certain investigations never got opened? What if it was a way to resolve some investigations on terms that were good for Deripaska or other Russian oligarchs? You see, this is why the Judiciary Committee has to review this immediately, and that this is more important than whatever's in Joe Biden's, you know, glove compartment of his convertible, because you may have actual threats to national security that exist now because the FBI that was accusing Russia, Trump of being a Russian agent
compromised.
Was compromised. Compromised abroad, corrupted at home.
Wow. And every time I go to shut one of those off, it won't listen to me. Okay, here we go. It listened that time. Leaders of love. Edmund Mann says cheap drug for dogs cured his cancer. Oh, wow. That's fenbendazole. Here's the video. Oh, there's going to be a commercial. I'm sorry, guys. This happens every time. I apologize.
Oh, when you tell someone that a medicine for dogs cured your cancer, you better be ready for some skeptics. But Joe Tippin says it did save his life and others. And now even cancer researchers are open to the possibility it might be true.
My neck, my liver, my pancreas, my bladder, in my bones, it was everywhere.
2 years ago, Joe Tippin says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippin says he went from 220 pounds to 110, but that was January of 2017. Today, Tippins is very much alive, and what he credits for his survival has doctors scratching their heads and the rest of us raising eyebrows.
About half the people think I'm just crazy, and half the people want to know more and dig deeper.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine, specifically fenbendazole, or what you give a dog when it has worms.
Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, you know?
Just 3 months later, Tippin says his cancer was gone.
I'm usually skeptical, and I was, and maybe still am, about this one. But there's an interesting background to this.
Cancer researchers like Stephen Prescott are skeptical, but they also are not dismissing his anti-parasitic's potential. He says Tippins is not the first person to potentially benefit, and maybe not the last.
Scientists at many credible places have done work on this for years.
But was it the dog dewormer, or was it something else? Tippins took the dog medicine with daily vitamin E supplements and CBD oil. He was also taking an experimental cancer-fighting drug. But Tippin says out of the 1,100 patients on that clinical trial, he was the only one cleared of cancer. Tippin says he was saved by the dog dewormer, and he plans to take it for the rest of his life.
Oh, my insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Prescott says he's now working with Tippins to organize a case study.
We're going to do it and see if we can confirm that in a very rigorous or a clinical study sort of way that these patients had that kind of response.
As for Tippins,
I've got now over 40 success stories other than me.
He's sharing his story on an online blog that has already been read more than 100,000 times. Most of the feedback, positive or curious. Some, though, accuse Tippins of giving cancer patients false hope.
How do I answer that? I mean, if I've saved one other person other than me, it's worth it to me.
All we know for sure is that Joe Tippins is alive. In time, perhaps we'll also know if this medicine made for man's best friend might also be man's newest cancer cure.
Fascinating. You know,
I'm not sure we want to listen to the rest of them, but I wanted to say here that I had someone on my show who had a rare type of cancer who kept it in and not totally cured as it was explained to me, but kept this person from dying. And I told him, hey, he was using hydroxychloroquine to cure his cancer. And I told him, why not try the fenbendazole? Maybe it'll give you a full cure. And he said he's not ready for dewormer, but he will let me know. He maybe have used it since then, but all right, let's see what these fools got to say at the end. They're probably going to try to talk people out of it, but I encourage people to do their own research. I'm not a doctor, but I've used ivermectin 5 times to cure myself this year. So I don't know what I had even. One of them, I think, was the Rona, COVID, a cold. I don't know. But let's see what these fools have to say at the end.
You know, when you're in the fight for your life, you don't care what it is. If it works for you, it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And he says, listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I cannot tell people to take this. I can't. He said, but it worked for me. And if somebody else wants to do the same thing, then they can do it too. Interesting thing, though, is that, you know, he mentioned $5 for that. He says it's actually doubled in price. Because when you type in fenbendazole in Google, one of the first or second things that pops up is cancer cure.
Wow.
So the talk is out there.
More and more people are catching on, but just incredible story. Evan, thank you.
That's totally true. It's a lot easier to do the research now. So if that's something you're interested in, I know someone who takes it daily as a preventative, and you can buy it by the pound. It's very expensive, though. All right, we'll cover one more over at Raiden, and I have a special song for you guys. Calling all prayer warriors, please pray for our fellow patriot. In him, friends, I am experiencing 5 or 6 of the symptoms commonly associated with colon cancer. Seeing a doctor next week and a GI specialist in 3 weeks, earliest available appointments. I am only middle-aged and have a wife and children. I have never personally had a serious health issue in my life. I am concerned. I feel sad. Kindly pray for me. I hope people realize that you don't have to be helpless and suffer at the hands of the medical establishment anymore. That's why this video was posted about fenbendazole. So keep people like that in your prayers, and also spread the word. There are cures now. People don't have to suffer and die with cancer like they used to. It is not a death sentence like it used to be. Now, I would like to thank you for watching and point out that all of the links I use to make this show are in the show notes, along with links to American-made products like MyPillowGuide.com. where you can save up to 66% using promo code ZBRUN at checkout. And Mike gets all of that money. I donated to him. So thank you to everyone who has used it. And thank you to everyone who's thinking of using it. He gets 100% of that. And he's helping Carrie Lake right now. And she's going to blow the deep state out of the water in Arizona and take that governorship back from that stealing Hobbs woman. And I also have this t-shirt for sale, Patriotically Correct. Kmart and Sears made these in 2016, but then they never allowed the stores to sell them. So these came out of the bankruptcy in Chicago recently. But I only have size 3X, and I have about 3 in small. So, but they are bona fide banned collectibles, and how many products can say that from Trump's first run for office? Not too many. And you also can find some other American-made products with promo codes in the show notes. Thank you guys for using those, and you can also buy me a coffee. So thank you to everyone, even just for watching the program. You guys rock. Okay, so Messiah Muse suggested a older song, and I put it on the show the other day. So I found this, Marvin Gaye, Save the Children, from 1971. Wow, I didn't realize. I was just a kid myself then. So, and if you had become awakened to all this back then, what could you do? You couldn't tell anybody. They'd freaking just murder you and nobody would ever hear of you. So people have known about this for a very long time. So thank you guys for caring about it and trying to do something about it. I love you all, and save the children, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
living. When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life. Life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save our world that is destined.
Hard to believe he wrote that 50 years ago. Sounds like it was written for today. Thanks for watching, guys. Sorry the commercial broke in there. Bye-bye.